Thursday night, and it's tip tap tip time. You're listening to the show. My name's Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Let me just put it. Let me just start by saying I hate my friends.
Why? Why would you say that? That's so mean.
Well, okay, I don't really hate them, but
don't say that.
Let me just back up a second here, Rochelle. First of all. Now, you know, last time in the show, I proposed something called the Tip Tap Tip Challenge.
Yeah.
You know, it was sort of an incentive, a little bit of a kick in the ass for myself and, you know, anybody who wanted to participate in the Tip Tap Tip Challenge to work out, eat a little bit better, and take off hopefully some of the pounds that you gained over the holidays and hopefully a little bit more so you can look fucking awesome by the time spring and summer comes around.
Yeah. So you can wear your Speedo.
Yes, if I had one. But
I'll fix that problem.
Well, it's something I want to work towards. A Speedo is something I want to earn. You know what I mean? It's not something I just want to get.
No, that's, but not everybody
should.
You should look good in a Speedo if you're going to wear it.
All right, tell you what. I want to get a gold Speedo. Gold, like I'm a winner.
Then can I call you gold member?
You can call me whatever you want.
Okay.
Because, you know, when I'm done
can you get a pair of gold runners to go with it?
I don't know if they sell gold runners, but if they do...
You could just spray paint them.
Well, gold. It's just not the same. Anyways, my friends are assholes, and I'm going to tell you why. Now, in pertaining to the Tip Tap Tip Challenge, one of the rules of the Tip Tap Tip Challenge is that you give kind of a daily progress report. It's for a number of reasons. One is for you to kind of keep track of what your progress is. And the second reason is for others who are engaged in the Tip Tap Tip Challenge to kind of give you a bit of, provoke you if you're not really holding up your end of it.
See, and this is the part that I forgot about because, I don't go on Twitter at home.
Yeah, you do at work, but, you know, sometimes you...
But just, then I just don't think about that stuff when I'm at work.
All right, well, I'll give you a pass. But for those people who are on Twitter...
Are you saying fuck me?
No. I'm saying I'm giving you a pass. So you are excluded from this anger. But in regards to my friends being total shitheads, let me just say this. All right, so the Tip Tap Tip Challenge started officially on Monday. You know, and actually I've printed out a series of tweets that myself and everybody who's, I guess, agreed to be in the Tip Tap Tip Challenge have laid out. So starting on Monday morning, I write, the Tip Tap Tip Challenge begins, I guess I must have written this Sunday night. The Tip Tap Tip Challenge begins tomorrow. Rules are here if you want to join. Of course, I post a link to the last show with all the rules, et cetera, et cetera. And then I go, so Monday morning, first person to take the bait. Joel, I'm taking the Tip Tap Tip Challenge, he writes. I'm like, great. To which I was, and then he writes me, you know, about weighing, you know, he was asking me about, you know, do I have to say my weight publicly? I'm like, no. I write back, nope, keep that info to yourself. Only the losses or pluses from your initial weigh-in, right?
Yeah.
All right. Mason writes, I can't do the Tip Tap Challenge because I don't own a scale, which probably accounts for the state of my gut in the first place. To which I respond, I'm using my Wii Fit as a scale. I know you have one. Stop being an idiot. I didn't write that idiot part, but anyways.
Use a Wii Fit?
Yeah. You know that thing that's sort of sitting under his TV for last?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Exactly. Says, all right. So then next day, I provoke people for, you know, to see how they did on their first day. You know, want to make sure that people did weigh themselves initially because day zero is your first weigh-in day. And from that point, it's kind of your marker and you can either go up or down from there, right?
Which reminds me, because on our Wii Fit, it's in kilograms.
Yeah, I got to fix that.
I don't know anything about kilograms.
I know I've lost some part of a kilogram.
Yeah, but what is a kilogram? I have no idea.
I know we're Canadian. We're supposed to
know. What if a kilogram is like 5 pounds?
No, I think it's a kilogram is, I don't know. I don't know what a kilogram is equal to. Regardless.
Can you please change that? Because I tried to figure it out and I couldn't.
I will try to change it.
Okay. But just so everybody knows, this is open to everybody. This is not just our friends.
Yeah,
this
exactly. It's an open invitation. Yeah. You know, it's open to, you know, of course, friends of ours, but anybody who listens to the show or anybody who's sort of willing to.
And it's on the website, right? Like the rules.
Yeah, the rules are on the website. And plus, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see lots of information about that. My Twitter thing is twitter.com/tiptaptip. But anyways, day two, Joel has weighed himself and he said, wow. What did he say here? Joel writes, I did, but I'm not sharing in that info. Let me just say, yikes. And that's pertaining to his weight. All right. And then, about 2 hours later, lunch, barbecue pork on rice. Great start to the tip, tap, tip challenge.
Right, no,
it's not a great start. All right.
Rice is fine, but not, I don't think barbecue pork.
No,
is
of
good.
Course not. I write about an hour or so later, a shot glass full of vitamins. The shot glass has the words fucked up printed on it.
Yeah, I gave that to
I
you.
Know. It was a great good morning surprise.
It's, vitamins, garlic pills, vitamin C. And then I found these two natural metabolism booster things. One of them is just like green tea and the other one's something else.
Yeah, well, so a couple of them were like really difficult to swallow.
But, yeah, and then cod liver oil. That's the hard one to swallow.
Yeah, it was kind
but
of
But it's good for you.
All right. So day three. It's not on this printed paper, but I know Joel has weighed himself initially. I haven't got to actually follow up weight from Joel yet.
Yeah.
So, but I do know that on the second day, he didn't exercise. He's busy playing video games with Elliot. He says so on the Twitter. Playing some sort of a resident.
Well, you don't have to do it every single day. I know you have been doing it.
I know. You don't have to do it
three times a week.
But you need to check in, saying you know. You need to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I don't know. I just that part. Check in every single time. I don't know. I'm just not. I'm not a Twitterer. I'm not good enough at doing the Twittering to.
All right. Well, anyways. So far,
how about you Twitter for me?
I if you want, I can. Absolutely, I can. But I'll set that up after the show. Anyways, so actually, Joel did chime in today. He said, "This is of course our buddy Joel. He has the podcast called Squid Pod." That was the sound of my headphones scraping against the pop filter. Sorry. Who hopefully will be having another episode soon. I'm pretty sure they're ramping up for good stuff coming soon. So check out their show, both video and audio, at squidpod.com. Joel writes today, jogged home from work Tuesday for 45 minutes. Thanks for not showing up, Queen Streetcar. All right. So I guess he did some exercise. I don't know if that was intentional, but he did it.
It counts. Even if you go for a walk for 45 minutes, that counts.
Yeah.
It's something.
All right. So far we have myself, who's the one kind of keeping up with it.
Yeah.
There's another person I know, an acquaintance of mine named Clayton Winslade. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet him, but he's a person I know from a while back. But anyways, he lives in Toronto, and then Joel knows him, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, he happened to be following me on Twitter, and then he's in the Tip Tap Tip Challenge. And actually, to his credit, he is keeping up, so good for him.
What did he say?
Day three, minus 1 pound, some exercise, brought lunches.
Yeah.
Good for you, Clayton.
Good.
It's good to see that somebody's taking this shit seriously.
And it's kind of, it's good to have a network of people who are all doing the same thing, who are all helping everybody because, you know.
But I was thinking today, like, I guess the initial impetus of starting the tip tap.
What did you say?
The initial impetus.
What does that mean?
The initial reason.
Okay.
For starting the tip tap.
Very fancy word.
For starting the Tip Tap Tip Challenge was, of course, to get in better shape, to look better, to feel better.
Yeah.
But now that has changed a little bit. Now I think that's more sort of, it has less to do with actually being in better shape than for proving me right and everybody else wrong.
What?
You know,
stupid reason.
No, you know, but it's a very good.
I want to do it so that my posture is better because I don't want to have the hairdresser hump.
And I
know you don't want me to have that. I don't want to have it.
I don't want to be married to a hunchback.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for that. I didn't put my ring on a hunchback. I certainly am not wanting to get a hunchback. And I'm not wanting to get married.
Whatever.
To
you don't have very, really good posture either.
But I stand up straight.
But you don't sit straight.
But I make sure that when I stand up, you know, because the thing is, here's the thing about posture. For those who are watching their weight, if you stand up straight rather than slouch, it makes if you happen to have a little bit of a you know a bit of a gut or whatever, the better posture you have, the less pronounced your gut looks because you're standing up straight. You're stretching.
Well, basically, when you have good posture, you take off 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Some of my friends have better posture than others.
I want to have posture like Nicole Kidman.
She has good posture. Well, she's so pretty.
She's a dancer, though, and she's really fucking tall.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we didn't incorporate into this challenge, what I was thinking about, is we didn't incorporate food. And so you could be working out 45 minutes a day, but if you're eating out every single day, you have no idea what those people are putting in your food.
Well, that's one of the things I've been doing is when I've been writing on, like, as sort of progress, it's a, you know, brought lunch, you know, exercise for such amount of time, you know.
Yeah.
When I write the words brought lunch, it, I guess I'm hoping that it indicates to others that, you know, eating out is probably not a good idea if you're trying to control your weight. Just a note for those who are listening to our show after the fact in podcast form, if you do want to listen live, we do broadcast our show live every time we do record it. But if you want to know when we do so, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/tiptaptip, or follow our Facebook fan page thing. That's facebook.com/tiptaptipshow.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing about what we were talking about.
All right.
I would highly recommend these cookbooks by Greta Podlinski. Is that how you say it?
I don't know. The two ladies who are on that.
The two Polish chicks. They have like a show on the Food Network, and their cookbooks are called Crazy Plates, Eat, Shrink, and Be Merry, and Loony Spoons. And they are so good.
Yeah.
We cook from them all the time. Super easy recipes, healthy, but fucking tasty.
Even I can handle that shit, and I'm not really much of a culinary type of person, but you know
what I noticed when I was listening to the best of episode,
yeah,
you were talking about how you kind of like when you cook, you just kind of throw a whole bunch of shit together,
yeah, because that's
like voila, it's done.
Sometimes, most of the time, it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
But since we've started using that, the cookbook, you kind of like use the cookbook as a guideline and then you throw a whole bunch of it always tastes really good.
Yeah. Like the way I use it is I kind of use it as like, okay, well, this is if I was following it, but then, you know, depending upon whether or not we have all the ingredients, spices, et cetera.
Yeah.
You know, then I kind of, I use it as sort of a jumping off point. Then I, go from there. It mostly works all right. I have a better track record doing it that way than I do the other way. Is there anything else you want to say about the Tip Tap Chip Challenge? Other than, Eric, would you please do my progress thing?
So, yeah, that's it.
All right. So what I'll do is
I just don't have time at work to do it.
If you let me know, then I'll punch it in.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I can get after people on your behalf and my behalf. It's like two fucking.
Well, I can just say right now, this week I've taken a lunch every single day and it's been low fat, whole grain bread with light, I don't know, meat on it or whatever.
Sure.
And light cheese.
Yeah.
And then vegetables and fruit. And then every single dinner that we've had, we've made at home and it was good. Oh, except for when we ate at our friend's place yesterday, but that was good and healthy.
But somebody else made that as well too.
Yeah.
What else do I got to say? I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
I have a story. You know, Ivana Trump, Donald Trump's ex-wife.
Yeah.
She was taking a plane ride and got to a bit of a kerfuffle.
Ivana Trump, the first ex-wife of billionaire Donald Trump, the guy who has the bad hair, was escorted by sheriffs.
All right, I got to interrupt here. Okay, you're a hair stylist. Comb over or no comb over?
His hair is bad. His hair is super bad. But you know, the reason why...
Is it bad or is he balding? I think it's just bad. I honestly think it's...
I don't think his hair looks like it might be thinning, but he's not bald.
Yeah, that's...
But it just...
It's just bad hair.
It's just bad hair.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, I'll give him credit in that his haircut is very distinctive. so you will know who he is wherever he is. And that's the reason why he does it, I think.
It's very consistent.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Ivana Trump was escorted by sheriff's deputies off a flight Saturday afternoon at Palm Beach International Airport after she screamed and cursed at children, authorities said.
All right. Why did she...
That would be scary, that, like, plastic face of her screaming, those, like, really big...
All right, but what were the... In all honesty, what were the kids doing?
Okay, Trump, 60, of Palm Beach, was seated in first class and apparently became irate because children were running up and down the aisles and screaming. Palm Beach sheriff's officials said Trump, who last week filed for divorce from her third husband, has not been charged in for the incident. The FBI declined to investigate, sheriff's officials said. Flight attendants at the LaGuardia-bound Delta flight told deputies that they tried to calm Trump by offering her another seat and headphones. Trump instead became more belligerent. The plane was just leaving gate C1 when the incident occurred, and the pilot decided to pull back to the gate and call for help, officials said. According to the sheriff's office, Trump used the word F. Toward the crew and passengers, including children. Like, officials said,
like, F these little shits.
Officials said she began screaming in vulgar terms for children to shut up. Deputies asked Trump to voluntarily exit the plane, but they said she refused numerous times. Deputies then physically escorted her off aircraft.
All right. So really,
one more line. All right. Deputies said Trump repeatedly cursed at them as well. Trump's driver picked her up at the airport soon after.
All right. So what were these kids were just running up and down the aisle?
Yeah. You know, probably running up and down the aisle and screaming. But, you know, I would tell them, and
she paid first class.
Yeah.
You know, she probably played first class so she could be nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
Not have to deal with that bullshit.
And, I mean, where she was going to Palm Beach. That's like a nice vacation.
She doesn't, you know what? I would have done it too. If I was in first class and, you know, and I'm just trying to, like, chill out, relax, because it's, you know, a vacation. You know, granted, she probably takes vacations like all the fucking time, but that's besides the point. If it was me and I was taking my vacation to Palm Beach and I was on the plane, you know, just wanted to relax, enjoy myself. And these fuck faces are running up down the aisle and parent is like, oh, isn't that cute? And without fucking strapping their dumb asses into the seat.
No, our parents are probably doing nothing.
And giving them some fucking sedatives to calm the fuck down. You know what? I probably raised a stink. You know, and I don't know. Maybe it's in this day and age where people are really quick to throw people off a plane, but maybe, I don't know, maybe she's causing a really big stink, but again, parents.
Yeah, but basically her stink was justified.
Yeah.
So
parents, control your kids. Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
She won an award. Actually,
her biggest tits ever.
She does have a nice rack, but that wasn't the award that she won. She won an award
for looking like a dog.
Well, she does kind of look like a dog, but that wasn't the award. The award she won was for best film something or other. I guess best song in a film, anyways. But she had a really interesting speech.
Here you go, baby.
Oh my goodness!
For you, Mariah Kitten.
I don't think they understand the kitten and cotton thing.
I don't think we do.
No, we don't. Okay. I love you. I have to say, this is...
Come on, you can say it.
And please forgive me, because I'm a little bit, yeah.
Fucked up.
What?
I met Helen Mirren tonight. Yeah. I met Helen Mirren tonight. I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. The genius Helen Mirren.
From a queen to a diva.
Yes, that's right. You need to be clapping. Sorry.
So anyways, she's a little bit, you know.
Well, that's it? So what does she end up saying?
Well, that's basically the clip that I have there. And she was just giving a speech for somebody else. And, you know, clearly she was drunk. She, to her credit, though, later she did apologize to the press, saying that, you know, she had a really busy day, didn't have much time to eat, and, you know, it was around friends, and, you know, when you're around friends, you drink. So she did actually admit that she was drunk, but, yeah.
You know, I'm so sick of all these stars doing stupid shit and then apologizing to the press.
Well,
I am so sick of apologies.
Well, what do you... Well, I guess an apology is better than...
Don't. Just don't do it.
Then just... Just don't even address the press at all.
No. Just don't go to the press and apologize for being drunk. Everybody should know that you're a star, you're busy, you had to get your hair done and your makeup done and your nails done and your outfit and all that kind of shit in order to go to the award show. And then you had a couple drinks there. That's normal. That's what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
So who cares?
So you would just go, yeah, I was drunk. Okay, that end of story.
No, like if the press approached me, I would just say...
Go. What do you have to say?
I had a fun time.
All right. So, okay. So I'm paparazzi and you're Mariah Carey.
Okay. Right.
So let's play pretend for a second here.
Okay.
Hey, Mariah Carey, what do you have to say about your crazy speech last night, microphone in face?
Oh my God. It was crazy. I don't think so. I was just having a good time.
Do you think you had too much to drink, Mariah Carey?
Maybe I was a little tipsy, but you know, it was a party.
Do you think you being drunk on stage is a good example for all the little children who look up to you, Mariah Carey? Response.
Children look up to me?
Yeah.
What?
They just look up to your massive fucking tits.
Yeah.
And looking up at the sky.
I mean, seriously, she's not a role model for children.
I know. But people,
at all.
I guess, you know, people tend to say that anybody who's in the public spotlight is a role model, regardless.
That's stupid.
I know. People say fucking... Say that to fucking Paris Hilton. I'm like, it's like, you know, well.
Yeah, I did a sex tape. So, yeah.
I did a sex tape. I went to jail for.
I have pictures on the internet of me not wearing a shirt, showing my titties. Yeah. If anything, if parents don't want their kids seeing that shit, the parents have to be responsible for it. It's not up to the stars to like be responsible for being a role model for everybody.
But it's easier as a parent to say that it's somebody else's fault than it is your own.
Yeah, this like, you know, fucking lazy.
It's like, why is the TV showing all that shit on the TV and how I'm going to write a letter to the station?
Why the fuck is your TV a fucking babysitter?
It's like, I'm going to write a letter to the station demanding they take that off. Or you could take it off by turning the fucking thing off. And,
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever. I don't think, like, I think the famous people who are in Britain are a lot different.
How so?
That they just don't give a shit what other people
say. Well, the paparazzi is a lot more active in North America.
And nowadays, honestly, after, you know, like, so Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, like, you think those people are setting examples? No.
No,
not at all. But the fact that they have to apologize,
you know,
I'm sorry, I was drunk and I was driving.
You know, I'm waiting for, I don't know if this has like, happened no. yet, but I'm wondering if there's such thing as an unapologetic celebrity who just goes, yeah, I went got fucked up. It's fun. Why'd
Vincent
you do it?
Vincent Gallo, probably.
Well, he doesn't really drink.
Yeah, he doesn't really do shit like that.
No, he doesn't drink. Or smoke.
What about like? Rappers.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. You're right. It's like, yeah, I got fucked up. And?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucked that bitch. Your problem is what?
But I can't think of a female.
Yeah, it's a bit of a...
Oh, with that chick with a like massive hair. The one who's a cokehead.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, she's British.
Massive hair, who's a cokehead.
Amy Winehouse.
And don't chew on your
sorry, I won't
thing. I don't think she's so much as
but she's British, isn't she?
She's British. I don't think she's so much unapologetic as she's just completely spaced out and does not care one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I think if you're being unapologetic, you're decidedly being unapologetic. But if you're all fucked up and don't know up from down, that's a whole different story altogether. You know. All right. So that being said, remember a while back I mentioned a show called Conveyor Belt of Love.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, apparently that show was on last night. I didn't know. No one told me. But and I probably will watch
Who's supposed to tell you that shit?
I don't know. People who I know that I who know that I follow such shit and go, hey, are you going to be watching Conveyor Belt of Love?
Okay. Right.
Well, anyways, it was last night, but here's a trailer for the show. When I just talked about it last time, I was just describing an article, but here's the actual footage from the show.
These five single women, all looking for love, are about to be introduced to 30 single men who will be delivered one at a time on a conveyor belt.
Oh.
Hey, ladies. Do you love to laugh?
Yes.
Each man will have 60 seconds to charm the women.
Hello, ladies.
In whichever way he chooses.
Famous. How you doing?
And the women will decide whether they are interested.
So, all right. So let me just back up a second. Give a description of some of the gentlemen here. We have Gudina Tutu. We have a sort of chubby guy who shakes his ass in khakis.
Who should be taking the tip tap tip challenge.
Who should be taking the tip tap tip tap tip challenge.
Yes.
Each man will have 60 seconds to charm the
women. We have Dude Nespedo, and he's facing the back. And oh, it's a puppy.
Hello, ladies.
In whichever way he chooses.
Playing this.
Dude playing the ukulele.
Who's a wannabe of that guy, that Hawaiian.
Jack Johnson.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. How you doing?
And the women will decide whether they are interested.
Oh, so we have Studley.
Been contributing to my 401k since I was about 18.
I'm interested.
Whether they are interested.
Been contributing to my 401k since I was about 18.
So he's good looking and he's financially stable. So the women are like, I get to.
I'm interested.
Or not interested.
I prefer to date in the cougar bracket that's over 32.
And dude making balloon animals.
I'm kind of a fireball too. Count with me. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Nobody likes a magician.
No.
Oh my God.
If two or more of the girls are interested in the same guy, the power shifts and he gets to decide who to date.
Is it my turn to pick?
I found him first.
And when the belt stops, we'll follow our women and their partners on their dates. Who will find love and who won't?
So, the person who's in the chat, I have a question.
It's just kind of like, any of those dating shows, really. Like, it's not that much different.
Once the conveyor belt business is out of the way, like, you know, it's fairly obvious who they're going to pick because, you know.
Yeah, because it's all superficially based on their appearances. Mm.
All right, to the person who's in the chat who's watching Real World DC, I asked, is this a one-off or is this, I mean, like an actual, like, full series? Was this just like a special?
Or what? The Real World?
The Conveyor Belt of Love.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm just sort of wondering. Real World DC looks interesting, though.
I have no idea what that is.
That's another reality show. Real World is
I don't like reality shows.
Actually reminds me. I got to catch
They're
up
boring.
On the latest Jersey Shore.
I find them so boring. I just try watching them and then I just fall asleep.
Well, you got into Rock of Love a while back.
Yeah, that's because it's full of trashy horrors.
Well, okay. Well, as opposed to what? Fucking dating show on TV. That's not. They're all.
No, like, but those girls are like ridiculously trashy horrors.
Okay. They're not like sort of trash.
Yeah.
All right. Conveyor Belt of Love. I'm going to have to download that and check it out. Hopefully it will be it's good.
We're climbing up. I'm waiting for the hill. Ooh, here we go. Here we go.
Rochelle.
What the fuck is this?
All right. It's a clip of two.
Yeah, I know it's a clip of two grandmas.
Well, it's actually
pretending to be on a roller coaster holding a stick in their hand.
Yeah, badly green screened onto a roller coaster background. And some more.
Ooh, look, ooh. At, look at that. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my. Look at. Look at. Look at. Oh, 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 my. Oh, my. Look at that. Oh.
I know the green screen cut off her arm, so she looks like she just cut off her arm. I just had to play that. It's one of the best things I've seen this week.
Woo! I'm on a fucking... I'm on a roller coaster. I'm holding sick. Woo!
Now, they probably really enjoyed that too because back in their day, that's how most movies
they had.
Run.
They had,
you know, like if they're driving in a car, there's the screen behind them and... Yeah.
Yeah, they went on the rickety wooden roller coaster.
That's cute. Can we make one like that? But... Of us driving in a car or something?
I really don't like fucking around with film stuff, especially, you know, I'd have to get like green screen and all sorts of dumb shit like that. It sounds like a good idea.
Speaking of films, that we watched yesterday.
Yeah, we went over to our buddies Alex and Crass. We watched an interesting film called Arizona Dream. Arizona Dream came out in 1993, starring Johnny Depp, Jerry Lewis, Faye Dunaway, Vincent Gallo, Lily Taylor. Who else am I missing?
I think that's it.
I think, yeah, those are the
main characters.
Yeah, I think it's one of Lily Taylor's first roles, you know, because that was well before, at least a few years before she was in I Shot Andy Warhol, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Really nice distinctive features.
She is very pretty.
Yeah.
Vincent Gallo's in there, also very young looking. Vincent Gallo.
Yeah, and Johnny Depp, really young.
Yeah, baby faced.
I kind of thought like his role in that movie was similar to
The Benny June,
yeah.
I don't know how I would describe that movie. But I was reading up on it last night briefly because right before I went to bed. They describe it as an absurdist comedy. Now, actually,
I guess so. It's fucked up comedy. Yeah.
Had I known we were going to be talking about this, I would have got a clip. But anyways.
Well, sorry.
I know.
And it was really nice going over to the Bulgarians because we got to try some Bulgarian food. And I had no idea what Bulgarian
apparently
food
you was. Put like vinegar and yogurt in soup to give it a bit of flavor.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was good. Well, yeah. I've done that before in some soups. And then, we had some peas and... potatoes and carrots, and then some meat, some ribs, some sausages. Oh, it's making me hungry. Yeah. And then we had an Eggo with stuff that looked like weed on it. You sound like owls. Oh my, oh my.
I got an interesting new toy the other day. Let me just get it.
Eric is so excited because he went to London Drugs and he came home
with.
What are you doing?
No. Yeah.
Oh, if you pick it up, it stops.
Stop! Fuck.
A Roomba. So so we tried it out. I tried it out. Did you try it?
Yeah, I did it today, and I guess you did it yesterday. It seemed to pick
up. Our place is going to be so clean now because all we have to do is push a button and then leave.
I know. You know,
it's so awesome. It's like having a maid.
It's great. It's.
I wish we had something like that to do the dishes. Oh, yeah, that's called a dishwasher. I forgot.
Yeah. Got to work on that. I have a robot. I have a robot that I live with. I charge it up, And when I press the button, it's I tell the robot to vacuum, and it does.
I don't really consider it a robot. I know it's called iRobot. Right?
It is. They.
But to me, it's just kind of like an automatic machine.
Well, on all the
'cause it doesn't talk.
It doesn't talk, but it is a robot. It's put up by a company who builds both commercial and military robots. This is, but
you can tell because the tires on that thing are
like fucking army tires. Yeah. Well, it's
good, like miniature tank tires,
which is good because I was concerned that it would not be able to get over that bump in the kitchen and get back, and it has not gotten stuck yet.
Yeah.
$99. I have a robot that vacuums. Really, 2010 is shaping up already. You know, like I was a bit concerned because
what else can we get robots for?
You can get a robot to fucking mop the floor. Yes,
that would be nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna see how this one works out first. But I don't want to jump into things in case this one dies on me in like a week. Then I'll
might. Does it have a warranty?
It has a one year manufacturer's warranty.
Oh my goodness! You know what? I found a flat iron today that has a 10-year warranty.
Wow, this is not fuck around.
Isn't that insane?
What is it made out of, like fucking?
I don't know. I'm like, I just was talking to one of a supplier today, and I'm like, what about flat irons? Blah blah blah. What's the difference between these ones and these ones?
Yeah.
And then I started talking about warranties, and she's like, well, there is one that has a 10-year warranty.
Yeah, but that probably costs like so much more.
Yeah, she said it's pretty up there. But can you imagine if you went into a salon and you bought a flat iron that had 10-year warranty? It's called Metropolis.
All right. Anyways, Metropolis is the name.
I don't know if that's the brand, but it's the name of the flat iron. Not sure what the brand is.
Cool. Yeah. You can get one that washes floors, Michelle.
That's pretty awesome.
And I know the other day when I first got it, and I was really excited because I'm like, Michelle, I have this thing and it.
I should get it. I should get one for the salon.
Yeah, it's not.
It would be really like one of those room. Actually, like the vacuum one for the salon would be awesome.
Because
there's freaking hair everywhere all the time. Like you just can't get it with a broom.
Actually, that's an excellent idea. Because what you can literally do is just
like leave,
press the button, go bye, and then in the morning dump out the tray, and that's fucking great.
Yeah.
But I know because I remember I showed you this the other day. I was really excited. I'm like, Rochelle, let me show you these videos of these robots. And you gave me the look, which says, really, Eric, I give no fucks about you and your stupid fucking robots.
That's the look I gave the cell phone to today.
Yeah. But I showed Mason the other day, and there's this one robot.
Dude, that's good. That's good. You show your friends that. That's good.
But Rochelle, please, I'm really excited right now. So I don't. You can humor me for 2 minutes.
Wow, really? Robots?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh my goodness. Do they have robots that do hair and stuff?
No, but they do have. Actually, I don't know how you're gonna feel about this, but they do have.
Because my hairdresser sucks.
You know, actually, I was thinking about this. Is I don't think you're gonna be really agreeing with this robot. Is they have a robot which essentially replaces the role of a pool boy.
No, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, it's not the same thing because I'd rather look at, you know, a young boy in a Speedo cleaning my pool versus a robot.
Robot does it incredibly well. I have to say I saw the video.
Yeah, but the other pool boy can do a lot more just clean your pool.
Yeah, the other pool boy can clean your pipes and fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah.
But of course, a robot can't.
In the pool.
Well, this... does have a bit of suction power on this.
No, fuck the shit out of you in the pool.
Yeah. All right. But anyways, this fucking aside, fucking the pool boy aside, this thing does clean the pool incredibly well.
We didn't even have a pool. Why are we talking about this?
No, but like the thing goes up the fucking sides of the wall of the pool and on the bottom. It swims around, sucks in the leaves and debris. And it.
It's honestly, it's just like one of those sucky fishes that they have that people have in their tanks. In the fish tanks.
This is better.
You know, the ones that...
I will show you the video.
Like
you will
stick
be
to the side.
You will
stuff?
Be fucking blown away by this thing.
You have it right now?
I don't have it right now.
Well, why are you telling me about it then?
I was just really excited and stuff. But they have this other robot. They have this other robot, Rochelle. Hold on. Get this. It fucking cleans your gutters. It's about like yay big. So maybe about the size of like a pencil case.
Yeah.
You put it in your gutter and it kind of goes through and it flips all
the shit. We don't have any gutters.
I know
gutters.
We don't have a gutter, but I want to get a gutter and I want to throw leaves into the gutter specifically so we can see that thing go.
I know. I have a plan.
What's that?
How about you try and design a robot?
They do actually have...
No, you do it.
No, and they have something for that as well, too. actually, they do.
But they have like kits where you can like put together your own robots.
Well, they have kits where you can expand upon that and teach, and they freely sort of they actually actively promote it.
You know
they,
what? I want a kit to make a boat.
They have a Roomba. Hold on to your fucking hat, Rochelle. They have a Roomba, something called the Roomba Create. Right, this is for people who are interested in robotics but want something kind of to fuck around with.
So it's like Lego for adults.
Well, if you're like, it allows you to like rewrite the software and like hook and like make it do things which the original Roomba is not intended to do, like, you know, and basically do whatever you can. I've seen people like put fucking robot arms on top of their Roomba that picks up stuff.
You know what I think you should learn how to do?
What?
Build houses. So you can build us a house.
I will build robots that build houses.
How about you just build us a house?
I can build a robot that can build an awesome house.
What would the government do if you just like went to some property,
yeah,
some like empty lot, and you just started building?
Well,
would they know?
Well, I'm sure someone would notice after a while. And they would go, what are you doing? I say, I'm building something on this property. They say,
no, but other people probably wouldn't say anything.
Well, okay. I'm sure someone would wonder. I don't know. I don't know how these things work.
Yeah, me neither.
I guess within the city, you have to deal with bylaws and all that fun stuff. But when you're, I don't know how it works. Maybe is there such a thing as like?
No, I'm not really talking about in the city. Like just in the country.
All right.
Can we watch something else? These ladies are so irritating.
Well, let me put this aside.
Please.
Because apparently Rochelle does not...
Delete.
...like old people.
She no, hates, it's just...
Rochelle hates the elderly.
They're not saying anything.
Rochelle hates the elderly.
Shh. And you're so mean.
And we will move on to something else. This is something about a person who does not like credit card companies.
A California lawyer says he's had it with credit card companies. He's refusing to pay his Bank of America bill. B of A raised his rate to 28% and lowered his spending limit. Attorney Ben Pavone says he never paid a bill late. He was always a good customer. He spoke with CBS Early Show this morning.
These are people who have good payment records, excellent payment records, have been paying consistently, have paid for 10, 15, 20 years, in my case, 13 years. And there's really no cause for it. The spread from 28% to what they're paying, which is maybe 0.5% to 1%, is simply opportunism. I haven't gotten an explanation yet.
Let me say this. My credit card rate is pretty shitty. I think it's like 18% or something like that.
Credit card companies are just ripoffs.
They're total ripoffs, which is exactly the reason why I got a fucking line of credit.
Because honestly, I think... Yeah, I think it's just better to go through the bank and get a line of credit.
Yeah, well, I have both.
If that's possible.
I have both, and you know, usually I use my credit card, but then I just pay with my line of credit. I have a lower interest rate, and I don't have to deal with those jack fucks.
Yeah, so glad I don't have a credit card.
Yeah.
A personal credit card.
They suck. Well, they're good, and they're bad. Like, they do have their conveniences, like, you know, buying shit online. You kind of need to get a credit card.
Yeah, but you know, if you don't have... a credit card, you figure out ways to get around with and do stuff without.
Yeah, I've tried buying an airline ticket.
Yeah, that would be a hard one.
Yeah.
That B of A is going to have to answer in court probably and justify why they would deserve this kind of spread. At the end of the day, you know, the legal system is composed of people, judges, juries. And, you know, if they don't have a good enough explanation, there's always a legal avenue to find a way to seek justice.
We want to get HLN money expert Clark Howard in on this. Clark, thanks for your time.
Yeah. Person in the chat saying credit cards are evil.
Yeah. You know what I wish?
What?
People would sign in with their actual names.
Yeah. We have a mystery person here with MIB, WWJX.
It's like computer language.
Just refresh, and then before you click connect, write in your name, because I would like to call you something else other than person in the chat. Okay,
Okay.
This sounds like a situation a lot of people have faced. Does Pavone have a prayer?
Well, he might, because he's a lawyer, he's sophisticated, and I love David versus Goliath. And it speaks to the anger the public has towards the big credit card companies who took all the bailout money from you and me as taxpayers and then turned around and gouged us with these interest rate increases, the credit limit cuts, the account shutdown. And I think he's really a symbol of the anger the American people have. But this is not something you should try at home. I mean, he's a lawyer and he's prepared for the consequences.
All
right. So Kaylin in the chat is saying credit cards are evil. He's also saying that I should be watching Real World DC. What do you think of the new chat, Kaylin? Better? You can swear. You can put in links. You can do all sorts of shit. It's a lot less annoying than the old one.
I have to say that this dude who's talking, this credit card dude, is kind of a geek.
He's kind of the people.
I really love the David and Goliath story.
Yeah. I don't know. I like having a credit card because it allows me to buy shit like CDs and plane tickets and all sorts of stuff. But
yeah, but I think the problem with credit cards is that a lot of people have become so bad with actually budgeting.
Oh yeah,
because of credit cards.
My credit card took a bit of a beating during Christmas, as does everyone's. But at the same time, I'm also knowing that
But I don't have a credit card, so it didn't take a beating at all.
And you somehow made it happen.
Yeah.
Well, somebody.
And I, make less than you do, so. Figure that out.
Yeah. How's that work out?
Yeah.
Well, we know how that works out.
Well, yeah, but I also was a little bit more craftier with my Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Drawings don't cost anything, but they're very nice. No, stop it. Seriously.
Oh, hang on.
I'm going to take control of your computer and I'm going to stop it. Eric sucks.
All right, okay. I'm moving on back to.
Well, I'm going to jump on that bandwagon.
Right, anyways, this guy talks more about how credit card companies are a real pain in the butt.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to that dude.
I know,
stupid.
That's why I'm closing.
If I was on a blind date with him, I would know the minute he opened his mouth that I wouldn't want to date him.
If I was on a blind date with the guy and he answered the door, I'm like, I'm sorry, are you here to fix my computer? Are you part of Geek Squad? Are you in the Geek Squad mobile? Or are you gonna
defrag my hard drive? Sorry, I think I have the wrong time.
Are you here to defrag my hard drive and scan my computer for viruses? Can you do that while the real pretty person comes?
More like the interesting person.
The real interesting person. Actually, yeah. I am here, but I do know how to fix your computer. maybe I can do that before we head out.
I have another invitation. And did you know that when you go online, you can look for robots? These robots are really cool, and they clean stuff for you.
You know what? You fucking laugh. You fucking laugh now, Rochelle.
Don't forget to go on Twitter and tweet about your workout.
See, actually, speaking of Kaylin, Kaylin was going to join the Tip Tap Tip Challenge, but he's already late as fuck, so he would just die if he did. So
no, but he can do opposite. Like, it's just about getting in shape and being healthy, not necessarily just losing weight. Like, if you want to,
I think if I gain weight or whatever. I think if I saw our friend Kaylin, totally ripped and total. Like fucking muscle, I'd be like, what the fuck? I don't know what, like, again, and it'd be like also if he showed up with a full beard. And don't think I fucking forgot that promise that you made in September, which Dave made you challenge you to. I haven't forgotten about that. Oh yeah, I can grow a fucking beard.
Yeah, wasn't it like $50?
$50.
Easy money, man.
And you were like, yeah, I can grow a fucking beard. I can grow a beard, no problem. I can grow the best fucking beard ever. I haven't seen it. I have not fucking seen it.
It's not a getting fat challenge, Kaylin. It's getting muscle challenge.
I guess it's a fitness challenge, whether that you're working down or up to it, right?
Yeah.
So you can.
So there you go. protein shakes for breakfast.
Oh man, protein shake. I'm gonna get so ripped.
You're gonna do that?
Protein shakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it, why not? I'm gonna go whole hog on this motherfucker. I'm gonna be like those dudes in Jersey Shore. I'd be like this fucking situation. I'm gonna look at this situation down here.
Are you gonna go fake and baking then too?
Actually, that would be nice.
And get your body waxed?
Nah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm going to work on some situation happening. All right. I won't play that clip of the grandmas for you. Anyways, move along.
Thank you.
I know, because apparently somebody does not like old people. Word of the year last year, because every year Merriam-Webster comes up with a word. Who's that? The dictionary people. They come up with a word.
What's it called?
Merriam-Webster.
Merriam-Webster?
Well, yeah, not like our friend Merriam, but spelled differently.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, they come
can
up with
can we just call it Mr. Webster?
The Webster Dictionary.
Okay.
What word best sums up 2009? How about the word unfriend? Well, that's the new Oxford American Dictionary's 2009 word of the year. Unfriend means, of course, to remove someone as a friend on a social networking website such as Facebook. Each year, Oxford University Press tracks how the English language is changing and chooses a word that best reflects the mood of the year.
That was the CBS affiliate in Los Angeles talking about the Oxford American Dictionary in the media.
Screw up,
from
lady.
ABC Oxford University 2009.
Well, there's a number of ways a word gets in contention. We look for things that are topical, things that are coming into use across the board. And to be honest, the lexicographers want something that's fun as well. So
the what?
Lexicographer. I don't know if that is, but I'm sure, I think it has something to do with language. Anyways, the word unfriend is their sort of word, which is, they've actually added to their dictionary because it's been used. I've used it.
I've never used it. Never.
Have you ever done the action of unfriending somebody on Facebook? Somebody who's, who?
Yeah.
All right. So if somebody says, oh, I unfriended them on Facebook or I unfriended them, you know, you'd kind of guess what you mean.
But is that something that you could actually say to somebody?
It's in the dictionary now. It's in their dictionary. Well, you unfriend somebody online on the internet.
That's stupid.
I know. This fucking world we live in, Rochelle.
Whatever happened to words that you say in conversations?
Whatever happened to like unfriending somebody in real life by going, hey, you, I think you're a shithead. And I fucked your girlfriend.
Yeah, because unfriending somebody on Facebook is such a...
it's a big... Like, first of all, it's a big,
non-confrontational way of dealing with things.
Yeah, it's very passive-aggressive because you don't really know that you've been unfriended. There's no notification. You just know that next time you look for that person, like, hey, wait a minute.
You know what I think? Oh, never mind. That wouldn't work.
What?
Nothing.
Better start talking or else.
No, it doesn't work. Right. I thought of it and then I thought again and then I decided not to say it.
Woo!
I edited. Stop it. Now you're just making the noise. Oh my goodness.
All right.
I'm going to
stop touching your computer. I'll unfriend you. All right. I'll unmarry you.
Stop it.
Do you think people, you know, because we were talking before about Ivana Trump and they mentioned that she'd been married three times. Do you think after the third time, you just go, maybe I'm just not cut out for this marriage thing. And how about I just kind of have a series of flings and just kind of see where it goes?
Yeah, especially when you're 60.
You know, and I'm sure she's well off from various divorces that she's been in. She certainly is probably well off from the divorce from Donald Trump. So, you know what? When you're 60.
But doesn't she always marry like young hot boys?
Well, she always tends to marry money, whether they're young or old.
Well, okay. So there you go. That's her reason for marrying all the time, for money. This lady never has to work and she just goes on trips to Palm Beach all the time.
Yeah.
So that's her plan.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't marry for
money. I was going to say that. I was going to ask you.
Mr. Morgan.
I was just going to ask you, Rochelle, do you ever wish that you had actually married for money? But apparently you had to marry for fucking love. Who gives a fuck about that?
No, I would never marry for money. That's stupid.
Obviously. Obviously. All right. What was I going to say? It always seems that people are finding shit in their toys.
This digital camera by Disney looks like a perfect gift for a kid, but this one turned out to be X-rated.
I have no clue what to think, especially that my boy actually had to go through this.
Andrew Graham and his wife got it as a...
You need to go on the Tip Tap Tip Challenge because you're bigger.
Yeah. I guess this is a bit different than the... I think it's the Miley Cyrus doll, which said something about fucking pumpkins or something like that. This is actually for... Remember we talked about...
Yeah, I know. It's so stupid.
Remember we talked about that a while ago. But this is actually for real. Like, it's not up to the interpretation. It's like for real pornography on this kid's camera.
The last-minute gift at Walmart. What they didn't know was that inside the camera, the memory card was storing pornographic pictures.
This morning, he put some batteries in it and started it up, took a few pictures, then came into my sister-in-law and my wife later and said, I don't know who this girl is.
When they bought the camera,
I don't know who this girl is and what she's doing through that.
But I kind of like her, Daddy.
Yeah, oh, dear. Oh my goodness.
Didn't realize it had been rewrapped and put back on the shelf.
It's pretty much X-rated, and that's not what you want to wake up on a Christmas morning and have your 9-year-old see.
The boy's parents are planning to get him another digital camera, but they say in the future they'll screen it and any other electronics they buy more closely. Ross Simpson, The Associated Press.
And I didn't hear anything in there about litigation, which is actually surprising.
I don't know. People make mistakes, and that's just some person made
some
that mistake.
Some people make
in the
mistakes,
store and oopsies.
Some people make naked mistakes, and they leave on.
Or else, you know what? Maybe somebody purposely made that mistake because they're like, "Oh, dude who finds this is gonna love this shit."
Yeah,
that's what I would do. It's kind of funny.
Oh fuck. God damn it.
I abuse you.
There's laws against that, you know. I wish is there like a support group for battered husbands?
No, but you can start one if you want. That means I can beat you more because you'll have support.
You'll have a reason. It's like, well, you have a fucking group. Ow!
Go talk to your fucking group.
Explain these bruises to them, you shithead. Boom.
Stop crying. Smack.
I'll give you a fucking reason to cry, you piece of shit. All right. No time for hugs. What else we got here? Actually, this is sort of an interesting story. I have sort of strong feelings against, not necessarily graffiti, but you know, tagging, which is that sort of bullshit form of graffiti, which isn't really even artful. It's just some guy doing like a really quick sort of signature.
Yeah.
Well, this guy got fucked in the ass by the judicial system.
You spray, you pay. The courts cracking down on graffiti vandals. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Katu Diarte. Tears of remorse did not stop a judge from handing out 8 years in prison to 18-year-old Sebastian Perez. 3 News was the only station in the courtroom when Sebastian learned his fate. Our Bill Churchwell live first at 5 with the story, Bill.
Businesses here along SPID are fed up with graffiti, and they couldn't be happier about today's sentencing. That's because Perez confessed to several tagging sprees in the area with damage totaling more than $7,000.
Brain once became a habit. I couldn't breathe until I saw it was getting me nowhere.
My question to you, Sebastian Perez, is why do you pick on these other fine citizens of Corpus Christi? Why don't you knock yourself out spraying, tagging, marking on your girlfriend's house, her mother's house, your friend's house, Miss White's house, your mother's house? Knock yourself out.
As you just heard of...
Oh, shit. Yeah, Texas judges are not to be fucked with. That's one thing to learn. I guess he was tagging, which is sort of the lowest form of graffiti as far as I'm concerned. You know, don't get me wrong. Like, there's really nice looking graffiti.
Yeah. No, I agree with you though. Tagging is just kind of stupid and pointless.
It's just like,
it's like signing.
I was here and who gives a fuck? Actually, I saw a great piece of graffiti. Actually, it's sort of because somebody had spray painted something on there. I guess their signature on the side of a building. And then I was walking back on the next day. And then somebody else had spray painted beneath there their signature, touches children.
Oh.
which I thought was a fantastic way.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. But, there's some dude who's been tagging the building that the Ime Hair Studio is in. And it's just stupid. I can't remember what it says. Curdo or something like that. I have no problem with graffiti when it's art, it's like drawings or something, or, you know, when it actually looks decent. Like, but tagging is just, it's so fucking lame.
Yeah, tagging is like the lowest, shittiest form of graffiti.
It's like, I want to be a graffiti artist, man, but I'm not artistic.
I'm just going to write my name everywhere in fucking Jiffy Marker.
Yeah.
The worst thing they do is there's this, I don't know if it's a marker or what, but it's just something which is used to sort of like etching paint or something like that, which they do.
What it is? It's oil markers. It's oil paint in a marker form. My mom bought me one.
Yeah.
And I went to the art store and I was like, oh, do you have any of these oil paint markers? And the guy was like, no, we don't sell them because they can be used for graffiti. Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to be responsible for that. Because there's like in Calgary, there's people whose jobs,
are basically removing all this shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunately, it's one of those things which I don't think will ever go away.
There's like, when I was in Amsterdam, there was the coolest picture, that I took of, an apartment building, and the whole front of the apartment building was just this big, it was all,
a big mural.
A big picture.
Yeah.
And I think it just says like kaboom on it. And there's like this explosion of clouds or whatever.
And it looked really awesome.
It looked really awesome. So if graffiti is regulated, as a mural or like an art piece or something, then I think it's nice.
Unfortunately, I think there's always going to be tagging. But as long as there's judges like this handing out down harsh, harsh sentences.
I think this is ridiculous, though. Yeah, this is way
eight years.
Plea for probation from the defendant himself did not convince the judge to go easy. Perez pled guilty to 3 felony graffiti charges and a felony marijuana charge. He claimed responsibility for spray painting multiple businesses from March to August along SPID. They included a vacant car dealership, a pediatric clinic, and a medical imaging facility. The teenager also vandalized fences, homes, garages, traffic signs. The list goes on. But Perez told the judge he was a changed man and that he was trying.
Always changed man right before the fucking sentence come down.
Yeah.
Turn his life around. The judge didn't buy it.
He will serve each count, each sentence consecutive. One ends, you start the next. The next one ends, you start the next. And we will see how good you are on your promises of wanting to reform your life.
In a state jail, there is no parole. There's no early releases.
Fuck.
You do day per day. So we're very happy with the sentence that was pronounced by this court. And this goes to show what hard work that the police department has done. And they'll use all tools available to track down the perpetrators of these kind of crimes.
Several witnesses for the defense took the stand, including Sebastian's mother, former girlfriend, and pastor who testified. Perez had learned his lesson. They asked the judge to give him parole. Again, Perez has received 8 years in state prison. Reporting live, Bill Churchwell, 3 News.
All right, Bill, thank you so much.
8 years. No fucking parole. No chance of getting out early.
It's a bit of a waste of the taxpayers' money, though, for somebody like him to go to jail for 8 years.
Yeah, it's a bit of money, but I don't know, I guess.
Oh, it's a huge waste.
You don't mess with Texas. That's one thing for certain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still have the death sentence there, don't they?
I'm not sure if they're the only state, but I know that they definitely do have the death sentence. And you don't mess with Texas because Texas will fuck with you. They'll kill you. They'll, electrocute you or however they do it in Texas.
They probably do lynchings. Hangings.
No, that's other southern states, which do that. But not a state mandated policy. But if you don't like black people, there's crazy white racists who are willing to sort
that. Still do that.
Well, yeah.
That's gross.
I
I just think it's amazing when I watch old movies and they have everybody coming to, you know, the town square to watch the lynching. I'm like, I would not even be able to watch that. That's so disturbing.
Yeah, like people bring their children around. Like, hey, everybody, we're doing a lynching.
Yeah.
Here's a ham sandwich and some popcorn and a soda pop.
I mean, it definitely would be discouraging to any other criminals, I guess, to see that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if there's a public punishment and you think about doing something bad, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't be doing that because that could be me next time they do the hangings.
Yeah.
Woo!
No, stop it.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just really excited about the...
I think it's my dinner time.
That's what I was about to say. So let's wrap this fucker up and we'll get you eaten. Thanks for listening to the show. It's been a slice. We really like it when people join us live and listen to the show. It's really lots of fun. So if you want to join us live, you can do so by following us on Twitter. Twitter.com/TipTapTip. That's where we make all the announcements as to when to do shows live. Also, on our Facebook group, facebook.com/TipTapDipShow. If you have something nice to say, an idea of what we can talk about, there's a couple ways you can get a hold of us. Our number, 310-5-TIP-TAP. That's 310-584-7827. Or email us, Rochelle, if you please.
At info@TipTapTip.com.
Lots of fun. What's going on in your world, Rochelle, this long? Anything... I think 2010, new year, new you. You should go down to Ime Hair Studio.
Well, we have some exciting stuff coming up, but I'm not going to talk about it this time. I'm going to talk about it next week.
Holy shit. I can't wait, Rochelle.
I know.
What the fuck is going on?
I know.
You got to tell me, because I'm dying here.
Nope.
All right. I guess next you'll have to listen next week. Oh, yeah. Before we go, I should mention that I'm going to the Pod Calgary meetup. It's actually on Sunday.
This Sunday?
This coming up Sunday. I don't know if...
No, you can't go.
Why?
You have a date.
Oh.
You have an appointment booked with me.
Oh, I guess we'll have to discuss that after the show. Anyways, if you are a podcaster and you live in Calgary, go to the...
I'm joking. You can go.
Pod Calgary meetup. I love you, baby. Okay. yay. Well, then you're going too.
Yeah.
Okay. Podcalgary.org if you want to meet us and other Calgary podcasters. And that's fun. My name is Eric.
And my name is Rochelle.
We'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.